This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
He loves the new and the novel.
The foreign and the fashionable.
He's an eager environmentalist.
A witty Wiccan.
And a try-hard vegetarian.
Now it's time for Adam Barillet's
Bloody Good Things to...
And, faded that out a bit too quickly, didn't we? Yeah. Talking to one of our favourite keepers from Werribee Zoo this week, Kwai Cheng Kum. Thank you very much for your time today, Kwai.
You're welcome, Adam.
Now, this week we're talking about the African serval, which is a fascinating creature. Tell us a little bit about it.
The African serval are quite a large cat. It's a solitary cat, and they weigh anywhere up to about 12 kilos in the wild. And they've got an amazing ability to be able to jump and catch birds in flight. So they can jump anywhere up to 2 to 3 metres in the air.
Now, I believe that there was some attempts to even domesticate them in Australia.
No, not actually in Australia, but overseas. They have bred them with other cats, and they called them savannah cats. So they're sort of hybridised. And there has been thought of trying to bring them into Australia, but luckily the government decided that wasn't a good thing. Can you imagine a 12-kilo cat out in the wild here in Australia? It'd be devastating.
Oh, for sure, definitely. Now, also, they normally eat quite small prey, and they'll just swallow that whole, is that right?
Depending on what it is. So, like, if they caught a small lizard or a small bird, they probably could, but like most cats, they do rip them apart a bit to swallow them down. And they eat anything up to the size of flamingos, so they're quite a large prey as well.
Flamingos? Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
A long neck.
Don't get many of them in Australia.
Definitely not.
That's right. They'll starve over here.
Quite being an African serval, I'm assuming this animal is found in Africa.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is found in Africa. They're still reasonably common in Africa, but unfortunately, a bit like Australia, the grasslands are starting to recede, so... we're sort of trying to emphasise how if you look after the animals, you should be able to look after the habitats as well.
How many of these species are left? Is it endangered?
It's not listed as... Oh, how many species of serval, you mean?
Yep.
No, they're not endangered. They're still reasonably common. But because they're solitary animals, you don't come across them very often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so these are sort of mid-range cats. So they're not as big as, obviously, a lion or a tiger, but they're bigger than a domestic cat.
Yeah, definitely bigger than a domestic cat. And they're actually classed as the largest of the small cats, if that makes any sense. So you've got small cats, and you've got larger cats, like the cheetahs and lions and tigers. So these are the largest of the small cats.
All right. So there's no medium cats out there.
No. Not really.
Or middle cats.
So what makes them, just so the listener knows, what makes them look different? I mean, how do they differ from the small or the larger cats?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure, but from what I've been told, it's about whether they can purr or not, because you'll hear most of the things like lions can't purr, but a lot of the smaller cats can.
Okay, so, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So if you meet a cat that you may think is a serval and it's not purring, run for your life. Because it could be a tiger.
Yeah, pretty much. Tigers have got stripes, so it's a little bit...
Oh, that's it. Tail, that gives that one away.
Yeah, these have got spots, yeah.
You don't see many of them in Africa.
No, I hope not, no.
Quiet, at Werribee Zoo, you've got Wild Nights, a zoo after dark, starting very, very soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that starts on the 26th of June and goes through till the 10th of July. It's quite an interesting thing that we're doing. We're actually opening up the zoo after dark, so virtually from 5:30 till 7:30, we're opening up the walking trail. So people can come along with torches and spotlight animals. We'll have our monkeys, we'll hopefully be out on display, as with the lions, the cheetahs and the hippos, and we'll also be doing a serval presentation. So what we'll do is we'll have a large area where you come inside out of the cold and be able to watch some of the amazing things that the servals can do.
Which, can you give us any hints on some of the amazing things they can do?
Backflips.
No, not quite backflips. They don't jump through hoops or anything like that.
Thank God.
But what we're trying to do is show you what they can do. So they've actually been conditioned in a way so that they'll listen to us and they'll be able to jump, say, 2 to 3 metres in the air to show you how high they can jump and how they pounce. And just how quiet they are when they walk. So we've got a lot of mulch, so you can actually sort of see them walking and how they camouflage in amongst the grasses as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quite impressive.
Of course, you can find out everything that's happening at Werribee Zoo as well as Melbourne Zoo and Healesville as well at thezoo.org.au. Kwai, thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.